Tonight, I've got a special on at 9 o'clock. It's Decoding the Media. And I'm going to reveal the new breakfast cereal that we've come up with. This was the first draft of the box. I don't like it. It's Wakey's, the cereal that remembers when men were men. And it's got Leah Thomas in her beautiful swimsuit. I don't know if she keeps a towel down there or a washcloth or what. Anyway, we decode the media for you. And I'll introduce you to the finalized Wakey's box, if you will. Today, great show. We have Chip Roy on talking about something that is crucial to your freedom of speech. I kind of lost my marbles a little bit when we talked about Disney today. I am a huge fan of Disney, and I announced a Florida project and would love your help on it. But if you are tired of Disney, make sure you're listening to today's broadcast.
And don't miss Stu Does America. Oh, it's right before Glenn TV tonight, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern. What a great, fantastic lineup.
No, my show starts at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, no, I know. Right before that is Stu Does America. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast as well as Stu Does America, too. Rate and review it. 5 stars is the appropriate number of stars.
Great show today. Don't miss a second.
You're listening to the best of the Glenn Beck program.
By the way, Glenn off the air was reminding me about some of the details of what he's apparently now calling the Florida Project, which is a Walt Disney.
Yeah,
salute. Yeah, salute. Mm-hmm. That's to him, not the corporation.
Correct.
And it's some of the stuff is incredible. By the way, it's mercury1.org. You can go and
they're updating the site now. I just announced this just spur of the moment because I'm pissed at Walt Disney World and Walt Disney Company. And enough is enough. Enough is enough.
This is essentially a spite store. You're starting up a spite store.
You know what? It's like Jeremy's Razors. That's what it is. I've had enough. And I have the team and the people. I've just not put them together yet because I've been waiting to go to rich people and say, hey, we need to raise $1 million or $2 million for this. Can you help? I've been waiting for all that. Enough. You want your children to really learn and experience the truth about America. Help me out. Help me out. Donate $10, $100, whatever you have. I need $1 million to get it to launch. We'll do. I'll tell you when we have it. I don't want anybody to know about it yet. We need $1 million to launch it, and it will blow your mind. It will blow your mind. So go to mercury1.org. Let me go to Chip Roy from the great state of Texas. Congressman, how are you, sir?
Well, Glenn, good to be on your show as always.
And,
I'd be great if I were in Texas like you, but I'm in Washington, D.C.
Sorry about that. Hey, some good news. I know you want to talk about what's happening in Finland, and a lot of people don't know, but some good news today. And if you don't, I'm sure you do know it. I'll let you break it. But tell the story of what is going on in Finland.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And this is such an important story, right? And for your listeners out there, just a quick background and then the news, right? You've got a member of parliament in Finland, okay? Päivi Räsänen, and a bishop, Juhana Pohjola, and they were being prosecuted in Finland for having the temerity, for daring to quote their faith, quote the Book of Romans, for example, in criticizing the LGBTQ agenda, okay? That's what they did. The bishop handed out pamphlets. Päivi literally tweeted the Book of Romans, and for that, they were being prosecuted. Now, the good news, fast forward to today, and after a lot of work by lawyers at ADF, by our friends at Family Research Council, a lot of, public awareness, the court has ruled the right way. The court has found them not guilty.
And by the way, it was a unanimous ruling that it is not for the court to interpret biblical concepts. That is huge. These people were going to jail for 2 years if convicted. Unanimous ruling.
Yeah, this is exactly right. And the member of parliament, Päivi, her quote was, I am so grateful the court recognized the threat to free speech and ruled in our favor. Of course, I would add freedom of religion. I feel a weight has been lifted off my shoulders after being acquitted. Although I'm grateful, I hope that this ruling will help prevent others from having to go through the same ordeal. And that's really it. I put out a statement, something similar, basically saying, fantastic news, great shot across the bow for the world for in defense of freedom of religious expression. But no one should have to go through this. And the fact that they were prosecuted in a Western country in particular
crazy.
Is absolutely astounding. It should be a wake-up call to everybody. Now, let's be very clear. My friend Tony Perkins and I wrote an op-ed hitting this subject that the Equality Act, you remember the Equality Act,
yep.
right? That effectively outlaws disagreement on matters of sex and gender ideology. There's another bill, the Global Respect Act, which would allow for visa sanctions to be placed on foreign individuals perceived to be out of step with the left's radical gender Jeez. Ideology. There's the Global Magnitsky Act. I think you're familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
Provisions of that were in the so-called Russia trade bill that we voted on 2 weeks ago. Now, I and seven of my Republican colleagues are taking heat because we were, oh, you're pro-Putin, you're a Russian apologist, because we voted against a Russian trade sanction bill because in it was a Global Magnitsky Act expansion of power to the executive branch, the president of the United States, to essentially go after and sanction anyone around the world for undefined, quote, human rights abuses. Now, mind you, that's the kind of language that you see, for example, in the World Health Organization
Correct.
Just recently saying that abortion is a human right. Look, this is all coordinated. You led into this segment with Disney. We saw what all this just outrageousness over the last several days, what they're doing behind the scenes to force our kids to have whatever, 50% or more of the characters, the LGBTQ and all of that. They don't have a known agenda. And their backlash is against the state of Florida for daring to say that schools shouldn't sexualize our 4 to 7 year olds. I mean, there is a coordinated agenda. You talk about it better and more often than most to go after our Western values. The Black History Museum, the African American History Museum,
oh.
they've got exhibits and they've got pamphlets handing out how Western civilization, the nuclear family, is racist. This is the war that is on our way of life. And I don't exactly know what's going on with your Florida project and all these things, but your listeners and everybody, we got to wake up and we got to fight back and know that these guys are coming after us. This victory in Finland is great. I'm proud of the people who stood up and fought. I'm proud of Pivey and of Bishop Poyola. But this should be a wake-up call of what's coming.
So what's really frightening about this is people, because the media and everything else, they are making it, they will take these things and tell people, it's a conspiracy theory. And like in Germany in the 1930s, people said all the time, yeah, okay, this is bad, but it can't get worse. It'll never go further than this. And if you don't stand up and stop it, it does go further. Not necessarily the way it did in Germany, but it does go further and further. When we have Congressman Roy, can I call just call you Chip?
Chip,
when we have the White House looking into programmable currency, we have the Great Reset coming, and the media, the social media, already will ban you for anything. We are about to lose our freedom of speech. I mean, I don't know if you know who David Sachs is, but he's one of the big angel investors that created a lot of these things. And he said, I didn't leave social media and I didn't leave Silicon Valley. It left me. We used to be the defender of free speech. That's what we started as. And it's over now. And they are going to close that door on anyone who disagrees with the woke ideology.
Well, now let's tie all this together. Everything you just said is true. Everything that's happening in the world of technology, it's an assault on our way of life. It's purposeful. The education system has been working on this for decades. We're now seeing the fruits of that as all of these people that have been being trained up in the way of leftism have been put out into the schools and they're teaching all this garbage. Half of them don't even really know they're doing anything wrong. They're just teaching what they were kind of trained to teach in universities. I'm not talking about, you know, crazy leftist liberal arts schools. I'm talking about like Texas A&M University or
yep.
UT or University of Virginia or whatever, right? They've been training these people to go out and do this. And here's the deal. What's going to happen this next week? Well, we just saw Susan Collins today said she was going to vote for and support Ketanji Brown Jackson for confirmation to the Supreme Court. Now, that is insane. If you're a listener in Maine, you call Susan Collins' office right now and tell her that she is bat crap crazy for daring to support this woman, because this nominee is crazy. She is to the left of any judge you've ever seen. She's promoting critical race theory. She's been a part of advancing it on private boards. She won't prosecute child porn promoters. That's demonstrated. She can't define what a woman is, refuses to do so. She's a radical leftist. She has no business being confirmed to the bench. But I want you to be clear, that is the woman who will be the future face of the Supreme Court deciding whether you and I should be prosecuted for hate speech or hate crimes. That's who will be doing it. And there are thousands of them. You saw that in Yale Law School, what, last week?
Yep.
For all of those, you know, privileged, probably mostly white, but whatever, Yale, losers at the law school there in New Haven were all shouting down the speaker. There was a liberal professor there saying, guys, you know, we have free speech here. And they were saying, you're interrupting us. And they were shouting them down. Those are the people who are going to be clerks in courts. Those are the people who are going to be judges in 20 years. This is what's coming. We're going to have to gird our loins for a battle to save our way of life, Western civilization, at the state and local level. We're going to have to say no to this crazy. And that's our calling.
I will tell you, we've been trying to get the treasurers all across the country. We have 20 states that are working on anti-ESG legislation that would prevent the banks from, doing anything other than looking at your credit score. You can't look at my social credit score. What are you talking about? And I will tell you, the big banks have their lobbyists out and in force, Chip. I was talking to somebody who has done this for 20 years. They said they have never seen anything like what the banks are spending to bring these lobbyists out to the local and state level. And it is a real fight. We need to wake up our state, our governors, our state governors, our state legislatures, and wake them up and get them going, as well as our town, because the attack is already deep inside.
No, there's no question. And what you just talked about with the ESG funding, again, for all your listeners, I know they know this because they listen to you. But it is far worse than frankly, even you or I fully realize, right? The extent to which now all of this is intertwined with the flow of capital, right? We believe in freedom and free enterprise. But frankly, a lot of our, you know, Republican friends or sort of right of center folks have been kind of accepting this old-fashioned notion of, oh, yeah, the free market, let's not regulate, let's be real. And we're allowing corporate America to steamroll our way of life, whether it's big tech, big healthcare, big education to the extent that it's private and there's a lot of money making there. But all of these big entities in corporate cronyism are steamrolling our way of life. And the ESG flow of capital limits are a big part of that. You want to go, you know, they're saying, oh, why won't these big oil companies go punch for oil? No, these guys are constrained because they can't get capital because it's purposeful.
Yep.
Because the left is constraining that capital. They want to constrain it. They want to constrain capital for guns. They want to constrain capital for oil and gas. They want to constrain capital for anybody who isn't going to bow down to the altar of the politically correct. And so it is our job right now to free up the flow of capital, to get our kids out of the corrupt education system and take ownership over how we're educating our kids. We have a responsibility to educate our kids in the way and the truth and the lie. I mean, we need to lead our kids forward, and we're failing them by putting them into a corrupt system.
I only have 60 seconds. If the Republicans win, are they actually going to come through this time?
Only if we demand it. And some of us are trying to put the framework and the guardrails into demand it. I believe that we need to secure the border of the United States, stop spending money we don't have to fund the bureaucrats who are trying to kill us, and we need to double down on freedom. We need to get the free flow of capital going, free up our education, free up our health care by fighting and targeting all of these big corporate cronyist entities. We need to go to war on it. And if we don't do that, if we just give pablum, like, oh, let's have a healthy America and let's all get in the gym and do whatever the hell the Republicans are trying to talk about to sound like they're going to get people in. We got to go to war on this stuff. And some of us here are going to be demanding that as we head to next spring. And we'll see what the party does.
Good. Thank you. Chip Roy, the congressman from the great state of Texas, thank you for standing on guard and being on with us today. This is the best of the Glenn Beck program.
I am surrounded by a new family of people who have their life back because of Relief Factor. I'm one of them. I was in pain and got to the point to where I couldn't do it anymore. Did anybody else feel like, you know, I can't get up another day? Mm-hmm. We have our life back because of Relief Factor. It's not a television commercial. It's a group of real people with real results that had real pain. Try it yourself, Relief Factor. This guy, when he started, completely bald. Look at him now. Doesn't do anything for your hair. But it will help you get out of pain. Give it a shot. Try the 3-week quick start. Doesn't work? Move on. But we're here to tell you it works. ReliefFactor.com.
Co-founder of MXM News, a new app that you should absolutely download and use, Donald Trump Jr. is on with us. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm great. I am great. Thank you for this app, by the way. Tell people what
it's my pleasure.
Tell people what it does exactly.
Well, MXM, like minute by minute, it's an app designed for people who actually want to see the news. You know, Glenn, you have a lot of followers. I'm pretty sure that, you know, Apple News's algorithm has literally never shown anyone one of your stories that they want to see, right?
No. It used to be about 10 years ago. It was pretty good. Now, nothing.
No, you'll never show up. Just like, you know, you maybe show up in my Twitter feed 10% of the times that
Correct.
You post.
Correct.
But 150% of CNN shows up in my feed, whether I follow it or not. Right?
I know.
You know, that's how the algorithm works. So, you know, these stories, they do exist. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop, people were writing about it, but the vast majority of America did not see that story. We now know that like close to 20% of Biden voters literally said they would not have voted for him had they known about it. It was on the cover of the New York Post, but big tech decided to make sure that no one saw that because it would hurt the odds of them forwarding their political agenda. So I said, you know what? Enough is enough. I know people are writing these stories. I see it, but I spend all day looking at this stuff like you do. So we decided, a couple friends of mine, all super political guys, MAGA guys, to come up with an app, create an app that will literally pluck from all stories. I mean, there's mainstream media in there as well. But you'll see the Glenn Beck stuff. You'll see stuff from The Blaze. You'll see stuff from Breitbart. The stories that are being suppressed will also show up equally. So you can actually read about everything and then formulate your own opinion. That's what this was about. And we just saw that it literally didn't exist. The places where even conservatives were still getting their news were so heavily biased.
Right.
The big hand of big tech was suppressing everything that they'd want to read. And we got to make sure that this stuff is out there so these disasters don't happen in the future. And until big tech decides to actually believe in free speech and not censorship and not controlling that kind of messaging, someone had to step up and do it.
I will tell you this is so needed. And I appreciate the fact that you are putting in the mainstream media sources so you see it. I want to read all of it. I want to choose what to read, what not to read. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I read 4 or 5 articles on a subject. I don't just take
Correct.
One as a gospel because I'll always pick out an extra point in something there. You know, you can see, you know, that bias then when you actually, oh, I didn't realize X, Y, Z, right?
Right.
You saw that with, you know, Kyle Rittenhouse. Oh, you mean the people he killed weren't actually African-Americans? I didn't realize that. I was told he was a white supremacist, right? So you can see that bias, and it really helps you formulate your own opinion. So literally, we created this app. It's totally free. You can download it for iPhone or Google. And, you know, if you don't like it, delete it. It's that simple. Like, we're not asking for information. We're not asking for emails. We're literally just trying to make sure that people can have access to the news that exists, but they won't see elsewhere.
So how do you do this? I mean, is there an algorithm? Is this hand selected? How is this done?
Right now, we literally have a team of guys going through all of the sources and, you know, and picking the things that are going to be trending. They'll show the diversity of both opinions, again, mainstream, as well as sort of the things that I still consider mainstream. I mean, I'd say you guys are mainstream based on simply the amount of following that you have.
Correct.
But no algorithm from the usual big tech suspect Correct. Is ever going to highlight that. Right? It may show up, but you're going to get 10% of the following. It's like my Instagram feed. You know, 10% of the people who want to see my stuff will maybe get to see it at best. Whereas, you know, I see stuff from people I don't even follow, and it magically shows up in there. And every suggested follow is a Democrat politician, never a Republican, even though I don't know what would lead them to believe that I'm wanting to follow Bernie Sanders. But nonetheless, he's there.
Yeah,
so
I get that.
It's really easy for people. Yeah. They can, you know, honestly, you can just go to donjr.com and it'll, like, at the top of my homepage, just donjr.com. You sit there, you can click there. If you have Android, click the link there. It'll take you right to the Android store. If you have, you know, iPhone, it'll take you right to the app in the iPhone store. It was the, you know, leading downloaded app on Apple all weekend, which was pretty cool for news and stuff like that. And so, you know, people are into it. And it's just a very simple platform. You choose the preferences of things you want to see, and those are the things that will end up in your feed. And you'll actually get to see the stories that you've been missing for all this time.
Yeah, I'm looking. I mean, Business Insider, not conservative. The Blaze, Politico, not really conservative. Associated Press, Breitbart, Associated Press. Rumble, The Blaze, Breitbart, National Pulse, The Federalist, Daily Caller, The Hill, Daily Star, Bloomberg, Newsweek. I mean, you are covering the news. It's not an agenda driven thing. It seems to be a truth driven thing, which is what we are lacking right now.
100%. You know, there's no agenda behind it. We let people actually use their brains and you know, make their own opinions. And that's what it should be about, but it hasn't been for so long. And, you know, again, for so long, I use social for my news. But again, if I'm getting 90% of the other stuff, man, I believe based on the last 5 years that, you know, I was working with Russia. I'm an agent of Russia based on the nonsense that's out there.
Right.
Not actually the truth. So, you know, it's the kind of thing literally in 10 minutes you could scroll through and have all of the news from all of the sources all over the world in one place. Is a great way to get educated quickly without having to sort of sort through the filter, without having to try to actively search the stuff that you'd be looking for to maybe find the corollary opinion. And so, yeah, we're pretty excited about it and just trying to, again, fight back against the nonsense that we've been seeing. I've been preaching it for a long time. And, you know, all these guys say, well, build your own. So we did. We did.
Don, I get a question all the time. What sites do I check? And I check a million of them, but I follow one site that's done by an aggregator. He's got the best finger on the pulse for stories that I've ever seen. And most people don't even know about the website. It's called Spin Quark. You should look that up for stories, because it's a great selection of stories. Spin Quark.
I'll check it out. Yeah. Okay. And this was really also, you know, in part designed to fill the void that Breitbart or that Drudge left.
Yeah.
when Drudge sort of got, you know, I guess he sold and, you know, got woke and the new guy's a liberal and all that stuff. But when you have, you know, Drudge Report that used to break big stories, now they won't even cover the
Correct.
Durham report.
Correct.
Mainstream media talks 0 seconds about Hunter Biden and the laptop. And, you know, now that they got what they wanted, they can say, oh, yeah, well, I guess we were wrong. It wasn't really Russian disinformation, despite 200 intelligence officials signing on to the letter as though it's real, as though they had some sort of real information that it was Russian disinformation. You know, we're trying to cut out that nonsense because there's plenty of it out there. You see it right now, I'm sure, with Russia and Ukraine. I don't honestly know what to believe because I've been in the room for the last 5 years as they have lied. As they've reported about what happened in the room that I was in, and the two things have nothing to do with each other. They don't even resemble each other remotely.
Right.
One is a messaging designed to derive a narrative. The other is what actually happened. And again, there doesn't have to be a correlation between the two anymore. And that's a shame. So we're trying to eliminate that.
It's X. I'm sorry. MXM, like minute by minute. MXM. You can get it wherever you get your apps. I highly recommend that you download it and use it. It's a great way to stay in touch with the news without the liberal algorithms telling you what you should read. Read it all. Read it all. Don, I want to ask you a bit. Your dad said yesterday that Russia should release what they have on Hunter Biden's, you know, bribes, what we think are bribes and sure look like bribes. Yesterday, also, we found out the FBI, gee, what did I do with that Hunter Biden laptop? They don't know where it is. Luckily, there are copies of it now, and it was entered into the congressional record yesterday. What is your take on what's happening with not Hunter Biden, but how this will affect Joe Biden? Because this story is about him being compromised.
Yeah, 100%. Listen, I've been saying it for a while. As this thing started weeks ago, I was like, hey, has anyone ever thought about maybe the fact that our response to the Russia-Ukraine situation is totally misguided because they're trying to cover up what they know still exists out there that maybe we don't know about? I mean, the FBI, who I guarantee you has every text message to anyone who was within a 1,500-mile radius of Washington, D.C. on January 6th, right? Mm-hmm. Your grandmother, they're spying on them. They haven't lost that text message. But they don't know where the Hunter Biden laptop is because, you know, it's just not that important that Hunter was laundering money for Russian oligarchs tied to human trafficking and sex trafficking rings, that he was doing all sorts of shady business, that there's 10% for the big guy. That's not relevant to the FBI anymore, Glenn. That stuff doesn't matter. That's just part of the swamp, and it's just totally acceptable. You know, again, if your grandmother took a selfie, you know, near the Capitol that week, she's in trouble. We're going to investigate her. I guarantee you that they spent more time researching the garage pull door at Bubba Watson's supposed hate crime thing with NASCAR than they ever did looking into the Hunter Biden laptop. This is a recurring pattern. These people and the leadership at the FBI is so corrupted. Imagine it was my laptop.
Yeah, like, my gosh.
You think it was missing? It'd be Exhibit A. It would be everywhere. It would be on the cover of every mainstream periodical in the country. It would be everywhere. It's Hunter Biden's, you know, now it's finally true. Oh, and now that we know it's true, now it's missing. You know, these are not coincidences, Glenn. These aren't stupid people. They may be biased. They may be corrupted. They may be partisan, but they're not stupid.
Right.
They don't just lose these things. And again, if it was about their political enemies rather than the people who will get them their 10% in time, I guarantee you it wouldn't be lost.
We're talking to Donald Trump Jr., the co-founder of MXM, an app that you should download. Don, I have about a minute left. Can you just tell me, because when you look, something's wrong with this war. Something's very, very wrong. The way Biden is playing this, it almost seems as if he wants a really big war to happen. How much of the Hunter Biden stuff do you think is playing a role in what the president is saying about Putin and the direction we seem to be moving in?
Listen, I think it's pretty significant. Again, Ukraine also, there's not a country out there that doesn't have a Hunter Biden laptop or a clone thereof. I mean, all of our enemies seem to have a Hunter Biden laptop. The only people that don't have a Hunter Biden laptop are the FBI because they lost it, I guess. Again, I think our decision-making process is literally being done to protect Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and their shady dealings abroad. And the fact that there's no one in the media even questioning if that could be the case is more scary, Glenn, because it's sort of obvious, right? He was doing all these deals for no reason, with no experience, and millions of dollars, and yada, 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 with both countries. And they're not even saying, like, hey, do you think maybe our response is biased because of that? I mean, that to me is truly scary. I mean, literally no one has asked that question. I've been asking it for a month. And I know that if it was me, they'd say, Trump is making this decision because he's compromised by this country. But Joe Biden's not. Like, give me a break. Is there anything in Joe Biden's history or Hunter Biden's history that would allow us to believe that they are taking the high road and they're doing the right thing for the people of America? Like, we could be on the verge of World War III with Russia to cover up a Hunter Biden scam. We're going to send our kids over there to die. to protect a crackhead? Like, are we out of our minds? And again, the fact that no one is asking the question makes it even scarier. But again, you won't hear that reported, which is a big part of why we also created MXM News, so that you can see it for yourself.
Thank you very much, Don. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again. My best to your family. God bless.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. Be well. Bet.
MXM is the name of the app.
The best of the Glenn Beck program.
So today, I've got a bee in my bonnet, to quote our president. Actually, he would say, I've got a bee underpants. Anyway, Disney executive in charge of content yesterday vowed to up the ante on gender politics during an all-hands meeting. I want to play just a bit of what she said. Listen to this.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child.
Yeah, me too.
And also as a really? Leader. Oh, yeah. And too. That was the thing that really got me. We had an open forum last week at 20th where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA mm-hmm. stories over the years where.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
One of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content.
What?
And I went, what?
What?
How is that can't be true.
That can't be true.
Impossible. And I realized, oh, it actually is true.
What? They should all be gay.
Many
all of them. All of them.
LGBTQIA characters in our stories.
Okay, stop. So here's what she said. This is the general entertainment president of the Walt Disney Corporation. During a company-wide Zoom call that Disney is now going to have 50% of its characters and content will be about LGBTQIA2+ and other minorities. By the end of the year, now they just put the lesbian kiss back into the new Buzz Lightyear. I've had enough. Mm-hmm. And I am a huge Disney fan. I love Walt Disney and what he created. I told my son, we were seeing my daughter in The Little Mermaid. She plays Ariel. And I'm watching it. And I said to my son, I said, you know, I hate to admit this, but when this first came out, I saw this by myself and I wept because the Disney magic was back. That was the first cartoon mm-hmm. that came, brought it all back, and I wept. And my son looked at me, he said, Walt Disney, right now, if he knew that, he'd get out of his freezer and slap you across the face. Anyway, he's so mean to me. Anyway, I'm a huge fan of Disney, and I've had enough. I've had enough. And I've been telling you, parallel economy. We have to have a parallel economy right now. Just one, the Angel Studio, the Angel Studio, they did The Chosen. That is off the charts. Great television. I don't know if you've watched it. If you haven't, you need to. It's on, I think, Amazon now.
It's the best Jesus story ever told, I think.
Ever. Mm-hmm. And it's so good. It's just yep. it for a myriad of reasons. If you haven't seen The Chosen, you need to. The second season is out, and it is tremendous, just tremendous. So we've got good movies that are starting to come out. I know that The Daily Wire is also working in that direction. And we have Jeremy's razors. I won't use them most likely. I have my razor, but you know, I'm ordering Jeremy's razors because God bless him yep. for standing up. And I love Jeremy Boring. Brilliant. We are doing things. Patriot Mobile. I am uniquely positioned to tell history. There, I don't know of any other person in my category that has done more to collect the true stories of history with the artifacts and the documents than anybody else. I don't know anybody else in this category. I have had something, because I'm also a student of Walt Disney, I have had something that I've wanted to do for years, somebody else started to do it on a scale that cost them about $1 billion. And I thought, geez, that if that technology ever comes down, I've been watching it. I talked to the guy who built the technology and built the whole thing. He happens to be a big fan, I found out. And he said, oh, no, I can do that. I've got two projects. He said, I can do that for $1 million. And I've been hesitating because the economy, and I've been waiting for people to go out and reach out to rich people to bilk them. But enough is enough. Today I blew a gasket. I'm calling this the Florida Project. It has nothing to do with Florida, but I'm calling that in honor of Walt Disney. I need to raise $1 million to get this done. Done. And if you want to be a part of it, I'm telling you, you and your family will experience something you've never experienced before. And I'd like to take it all around the country. I'd like to also keep it permanently here in Dallas. But it is something that you will experience history, and your kids will beg you to go back.
And this is through Mercury One as
well. Yes, through Mercury One. This is not a for-profit idea, which I should reconsider, but I can't take it anymore. I just can't take it anymore. So please go to mercuryone.org and donate. Your money will be tax deductible. I would like to have this out by fall.
So your problem is they're only doing half the characters and not all of them to be gay? Yeah, mine too. Yeah.
Really?
Because
everyone should be.
I have four children who are LGBTQIA2+. Yeah.
Do you really?
Four of them.
Four of them.
Yeah, four out of the six.
Wow.
Are in the community. Uh-huh. And I think about 80% of humans, as a rule, are LGBTQIA.
Well, it is now. It's gone from 2%. Then it was like 6%. You know, it was questionable. Is that really a real? Now we know it's about 30%.
30.
Yeah, that's what they're saying now. 30% of the population is gay.
It is not 30%.
I mean, and you notice, you look at the age breakdown in that stat, and it's overwhelmingly moved by younger people, which I guess you'd understand. But however, if this was a thing that you were born this way and it was reflecting that real thing, it wouldn't have a big age difference, right? Like, it wouldn't, in theory, this is just supposed to be something that naturally...
It shouldn't have just started to climb like that. It should have been going on forever.
And I think what you're seeing here is a lot of people who are straight, but would have a political view of, I wouldn't say I would never. I would go with whatever person I connected with. Like, they never have connected with someone of the same sex.
But bucket to vomit.
Because
it's
the bisexual number is incredibly high in these polls.
And I think there's some propagandizing going on, too. You guys talk about the fourth grade teacher in Austin?
No.
That says that they were having a gay pride parade, but it was on a day when they also did a wellness a health wellness kind of fitness thing, and she was really hacked off that they were combining the two because it didn't focus enough on the on the gay pride. And she said that's awful because 20 of her 32 students are in the LGBTQIA2+.
What about the other Q?
That's only 62.5%.
Is it higher than 20 if you include the second Q?
Yes.
Okay.
Higher.
It's much higher. Okay. It goes clear to 62.5%.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
So either that's an absolute stupid lie, or they're convincing kids.
They are convincing. Listen to this. This is from a kindergarten teacher in Florida, okay? It really hits hard in my heart professionally and personally. It truly makes me feel like I'm not trusted as a professional talking about the Don't Say Gay bill. That's not what that bill is. I know my kindergarten standards through and through, and nowhere in our curriculum does it have anything about teaching sexual orientation or sexual identity. So for them to say that this is happening, it's kind of crazy. What? Now I'm going to be questioned as a teacher? We as educators build relationships with our kids. And now in order to build relationships, I talk about my home life. You talk about what you do on the weekends, building community. It scares me to death that I'm not going to be able to have these conversations with my kindergartners because they're going to ask me what I did on the weekend. And I don't want to hide my partner. when I went paddleboarding this weekend. You know, it's weird.
Yeah, it's a huge concern of most people.
It
your
is.
Paddleboarding story is really the reason why we're talking about this.
In kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And here's what I just like to say. Oh, fear? You fear that might happen? Yeah. Kind of like, oh, I don't know, Christians that when they talk about church, or I went to church this weekend and I read mm-hmm. the Bible with my family. Gee, are they treated like you and your paddleboard story? No. So don't go whining to me. You don't come out and say, I just want to be recognized for who I am. Fine. We are. Then don't indoctrinate everyone else. I would be on your side if this were reversed and churches were indoctrinating everybody that comes in. You got to be baptized of this faith. You got to be doing that. No, that's not what we do. And I'm a Christian. I'd love to see everybody baptized and come to Christ, but that's not what we do. And for you to now take your freedom and impose your view in indoctrination. And that is exactly what's happening. This is indoctrination. There is no reason any kindergartner needs to know about anybody's routine.
I should point out, too, that this was the initial concern, fake concern of the left when this bill was proposed, which was, hey, if a kid has two dads and they go out on the weekend and they come in and they say, well, I was with my two dads and we went camping, then they could get in trouble.
They
and
put
blah, blah,
the
blah.
Child in jail,
right?
Through with this bill, they put the they no. don't even have a trial. They take them.
Really?
Yeah.
This and directly to jail,
directly yeah. to prison.
Well, yeah. And then they're disappeared.
Yeah.
Rumor really? Is a lot of just times shooting them in the head.
Yeah. Now, of course, this wasn't true at the beginning. Was right. not true explicitly.
Yeah.
Not true by the people who wrote the bill. That's not what we're doing at all. So, but just because of the dumb complaints about it, they amended the bill to specifically make sure that that was not the concern. And it says, it talks about how these are planned lessons in curriculum. So these conversations in theory can still happen in normal
well,
classroom.
Not the Bible one.
Not the Bible one, no. Right. But the gay conversation could still happen with your second grader under this bill. It just wouldn't be part of a planned curriculum. Yeah. Or if you're an older kid, it has to be age appropriate, which I find to be fascinating that they're fighting against. Because to fight against that, you're explicitly arguing for an age inappropriate conversation. it's a fascinating.
It's unreal. Well, Disney would tell you that there is no age that's inappropriate. By the way, Disney is also changing something. Mm-hmm. They no longer are going to say ladies and gentlemen,
or boys and girls.
They won't. They will say dreamers of all ages. And by the way, something else. There is now a trend in restaurants to call people sir or madam. Or ma'am, they want to make sure that nobody is offended. I challenge you, if anyone ever does that, you get your family up and you walk out of the restaurant after you talk to the manager and tell them, this has gone too far. Enough is enough. If you're offended by being called sir or madam, I'm sure the server will politely apologize. And then you can move on with your life. Move on with your life. These microaggressions are insane. By the way, speaking of microaggressions, I'm introducing a new series. What?
Oh, my.
What?
Nah, it's just a very
cereal.
It's a beautiful photo there of
Leah
Thomas.
Leah Thomas in her swimsuit.
Such a beautiful woman.
Right.
Beautiful woman. And talented. Mm-hmm.
This was champion. A trial box because tonight I'm giving you a decoder ring on how to
Wakeys.
Yeah, these are Wakeys, the cereal that remembers when men were men. But this isn't exactly right. So I'm going back to the printers today, and I have a different box.
Do you?
Yes.
What's going to be different about it, I wonder.
You'll see tonight, 9 o'clock on today's broadcast. Enough is enough. Thank you, Pat Gray.